This is the new Bivens declaration. They changed it on us. So this Bivens decision from the Bivens versus six unknown agents, 405-US 388 from 1971. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, posting inflammatory language in public forums, including chats, is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in today's meeting who is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, city, or county agencies present? Do you know or have any or have you ever received money or personal support from any kind from any intelligent community? Is there any response to the Bivens declaration for the first time? It'll take me a little while to get this one straight. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory language in public forums, including chats, is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone at today's meeting who is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, city, or county agencies present? Do you know or have you ever received money or personal support of any kind from the Intelligence Committee? Is there any response to Bivens' decision for the second time? Not heard. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory language in public forums, including chats, is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegation, is there anyone at today's meeting who is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, city, or county agencies present? Do you know or have you ever received money or personal support of any kind from the Intelligence Committee? Is there any response to Bivens' declaration for the third time? Not hearing it. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Upon no response to this notice of the Bivens decision, this meeting shall now proceed. This is the meeting, the Union State meeting on May the 2nd, 2026. Do we have anybody that wants to say the prayer? I think everybody that would say it is not here. Okay.
Rocky, I'll do it.
Go ahead.
Father God, we just come before you this day with this group and just thank you for each one of these people, Rocky, being a leader in so much that he does and the blessing he is to all of us. Thank you for all these people. They're a blessing and your family. And Lord, I just pray for your direction, your guidance, and divine wisdom and discretion and discernment on decisions we need to make and to build our courts and to build proper government the way you designed it from the beginning. And Father, I just pray for your leadership in each one of us and how we can be involved and further ahead and to make a difference for not only us but for others. And I just pray that we show the love of Christ to each other and we build on the foundation of your holy word. And I just ask these things and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dell. Since we did that, we did the prayer or whatever, I don't know if you guys have been following any Anna's articles. There's one that she put out, I think it's called Earth Angels, and if you actually read the article, she did actually two of them, but what it states is that there's people that have like an M in their hand, and they have what is called a crescent moon. It's when you put your two hands together. I will give you guys... Here, let me see if I can get my video going. Okay. There he goes. Okay, Look at my hand. You see the M on it? There's an M in my hand. And if you take both in your hands and you put them together like this, you see the line that's right here? That's supposed to be the bottom of the moon. But anyway, what she was saying is people that have these markings on their hands, there's only supposed to be 2,000 of them. And they're supposed to be, I don't know if she said fallen angels or earth angels. But anyway, you're tied to the host, through the source, if you have those markings. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just telling you what she said. I don't know if I believe a lot of it, but a lot of the things she says in the article and stuff makes sense to me because, like I've told all of you guys, is that I believe my life experiences up to this point took me to here for me to be here for this reason. So I do believe in that parts of it that there is some kind of drawing to me about knowing what I'm supposed to do in this world. And, you know, I've always been, if you read it, because I've always been somebody that's been alone, and I've always been somebody that's been attacked almost all the time. I mean, you can tell from, you know, this assembly, whatever, how many times I've been attacked of different things. So there's some of that stuff that resonates, but is it true? I don't know. But if you guys get a chance to read those articles, let's see if I can throw up. Let me go to her deal, see if I can find one. Maybe I can show you. It's interesting, but again, I don't know if it's true or not, and I do have the markings. I don't know if you guys do or not. There's only supposed to be, like I said, 2,000 people that... This is Anna's website that has all of her articles on it. It's annabonwrites.com. If you go to there, that's all the articles that she does. Go to the end, to this... I think this is one of them. Yeah. This is one of them. It says, guidance from the host. And you see where it says, seeing an M and a crescent moon, and realize many of the first time that they are earth angels here on a divine mission. I don't know if this is true or not. You guys read this article and see what you think about it. It's actually kind of interesting article. You know, if it's true or not, who knows? I do have the markings. And I know Tamara says she has the markings. So there's a few of us that do have them. Are they real or not? I don't know. But, you know, it's sometimes she comes up with some really good stuff. You just got to read it, you know. And like I said, you guys can read it and basically see what it says and see what you think. That's not really what we're here for. I don't know. What do you guys think about that article and what she's saying on that? You think it's interesting? It's worth a read. Anyway, the first thing I really want to talk about is the elections. I know we have Mark here and Robert. You guys want to talk about where we're at on elections and what our next step is?
This is Mark. I haven't worked on the elections in the past week, so I have nothing to report, but I know Robert has been working on it.
Yeah, so I forget what day it was. I sent out the email with the ballot. And you just have to fill it out and send it back to the email, and we all go from there. Very simple.
Okay, so we're in the stage where there's going to be a day for voting.
I left it for just whatever, like when, like the last day to vote is the 22nd, so I just left it to where whenever people send it, to send it, just to make it easier.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a 30-day posting all the actual nominations, the ones that we ended up with. And at the end of that, there's supposed to be a day that we're all going to vote. So you have all that set up?
I put on the email, I would send out the email to on the May 10th, and that the elections were finished on the 22nd, because there was that email hiccup that I didn't suspect. So if you guys want to pick a date, and then I'll just be could like go with that. Like it's up to you guys. I don't know.
Okay. Hang on, let me see if I have the ballot again. Forgot where I put it. I know Mark emailed it to me.
It's in the email. I sent it to the coordinator email to you.
The one you just sent out?
Yeah.
Okay. Not seeing it. Oh, here it is. This one here. Can everybody see it?
No, that's I modified a newer one. So you have to go to the email.
There's a new one?
Yeah, I added a few changes. Like two okay. Minor changes. It should say elections part two and post and ballot.
Okay, hang on. Ah, quit doing that. Oh, it's going to force stupid email. This one.
Watch out, Mom.
Is this one you're talking about?
Go down a little bit more.
What's that?
Go down a little bit more on it. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Where it says it ends on May the 22nd?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So this is the ballot you guys will use. And you need to vote, do something on every one of them. Even if there's, you know, like there's two justices of the peace, there's two court clerks, you can vote for both of them, none of them, or all of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's, or just one, whatever. So even if there's more than one person, the only ones that we don't have multiple persons that can be in that position is a sheriff and the chairman. Other than that, we can have as many as we want. So, you know, vote. You know, if you don't want to vote for them, just say abstain. If you don't want to vote for them at all, say no. And if you want them in, just say yes. And then you're going to email those. I'll put it in the email, but let me do a little. Elections at the Nevada Union State.gov.land. I'm going to blow it up so you guys can read it.
Okay.
This is where you'll email your ballot to. So write that down. If not, get the recording, rewatch it, you know, so you'll know where to send it. But that's where the ballots go. And That will hit every one of the people that are in the election committee, and then they will count them and verify each one of them. Because you have to have your, you have to be your papers recorded so that we can verify you're an ASN. So the next time we do elections, we'll have the software working where you can vote there. But this current one, because it's just going too fast, we're going to do the ballots only. And make sure you write your names on them. It doesn't have to be signed, but it has to have your name on it so that we can, you know, like just print your name on the bottom here where it has to see. You know, print your name on here so that we could read it, and then it can be validated so that we can count them. Anybody has any questions about what we're going to do?
I just want to say, like, you could also use the email that was the ballot was sent with until the time being. Like, either or, either election's email will work.
Robert, you need to get closer to your mic or turn it up because I have a hard time hearing you. I got my speaker turned all the way up. Say that again.
Is it better?
Little bit. You're still real faint.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, so I said basically the email that the ballot was sent, you could use that email as well until the time being, and then.
Okay, I explain.
People that aren't on this call won't know, so you know.
Yeah, what happened was because we started the election, the elections, and we had the other email server and all that, and when Michael Wilson took down that domain, like she took down the email server with it. I do have the server up and running and all that again, but we changed everything from the Nevada Assembly gov.land to the Nevada Union State gov.land. So a lot of people have the old email address, so that email is still active until after the elections, and then it will be shut off, and then we'll only be using the Nevada Union State gov.land emails only. And that'll be all the officers and everything will have that same email. Does anybody understand what we're talking about? Anybody want to make a comment or not? Okay. So I'm assuming everybody understands what happened. So you can send it to either one. For right now, you know, like elections at the Nevada Assembly gov.land or elections at the Nevada Union State gov.land. And both of them go to the same place and go to the same people. Okay, so anyway, we keep moving forward. And I want to make some comments on, because Anna has actually made in the last coordinator call, you guys need to watch it. And again, I'll show you real quick. This website, it's on Rumble. It's called Mop and Bucket. After the coordinator calls, about 2 days afterwards, they're put on here. The 30th was the last one, and if you want to watch it, I would watch it because some of the things I'm going to talk about is in there, and it's always better to hear it from the horse's mouth than hear it from me, because I don't always, you know, it's just a thing. If you ever did the put 10 people in a chair and you talk to one, it gets to the end, it's not the same. So it's always better if you actually watch it yourself so you can understand it. But what she said is Wednesday, all of the municipal, the federal government courts are getting shut down. There will be some territorial municipal courts running, but they'll only be for the corporations, not for us. So basically that means we need to get our courts up and running because they're going to refer them to us, the other people. So like if you're McDonald's or if you're working for like a police officer or working for, you know, the de facto at some point, you will go to their courts. You will not go to our courts. People that are American state nationals, whatever, will be going to our courts. And Americans in general, you know, should be going to our courts. We'll see how that works out or where it ends up. But they're starting to get training right now, which is saying to not address us in their courts. And they're only supposed to be taking care of their corporation-type people. So does everybody understand that part of it? You want any discussion on it? So what I'm saying, this is going to start happening pretty fast here. If they're shutting down all those courts all over the United States, and they're supposed to be shutting them down really all over the world, and these other countries, I don't know what they're going to do, is because there's some of them, like Australia, and a few of them has never had a sovereign country. They've always been under some kind of control, you know, like the Brits, all of them. So I don't know what they're going to do about getting some kind of a government like we're doing. It's like Anna said, that we're lucky that we had, you know, a founding fathers that actually created a government for us a long time ago, and we're just trying to rebuild that. So we have something to go by. Some of these countries have nothing to go by because nobody's ever done that in those areas. So we got to keep working. We got to get these elections done, get our peoples up, get our courts up. And one of the other reasons I'm saying this, I'm getting a lot more people lately that the de facto has been coming after them, either through tickets or CPS or just other things. Don't understand what they're doing or whatever, but we got to fight them, you know, because if we let them get away with one, then, you know, they're going to come after all of us for the same things. So we got to stop them and anything that we can do. So we've been doing notices to a lot of these people. You know, Aaron's been good. He's got a lot of good documents and helped us out. I don't know if Aaron wants to say something about some of the stuff that's been going on with these courts. Aaron, do you want to say anything?
Sorry, I got my kids running around rocking.
Okay.
So, yeah, we went through all stuff. We were just trying to throw back in their face.
Aaron, we're getting a lot of reverb.
Okay, sorry. Let me try something. Hang on a sec.
Okay. I wasn't getting feedback, but I guess you guys are.
Yeah, is that any better?
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, when we're dealing with any court stuff, we just want to reiterate that they have no authority, no jurisdictions. And if you can find corresponding case law and any of their codes, you know, the more severe ones like the Brothers Keepers Clause, 18 U.S.C. 18, oh, I can't even think of it right now, but 241, 242, right? It's on our paperwork. So as long as you're basically putting that down their throats and having them confirm that they actually have the authority that they are doing abiding by their acts, by their codes, and make them prove that, because the vast majority of the issues is they're illegal and unlawful, and so you want to make them have some type of paper trail proving that they are conforming to those laws and codes. And if you can get that on paper, then they'll generally leave you alone. But at this stage, we're just trying to keep our heads down and not get into much trouble. It's kind of the key. But yeah, no, if we can, essentially it's conditional acceptance, and then making them sign under, prove every point, rebutting everything, and then make them sign under threat of perjury, whether the exact words are. If you can do that, you're kind of on top of it, but, you know, each case, any situation is different, but that's what we're kind of doing, as in a nutshell. I yield.
Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, I had a long, I think it was yesterday, me and Anna's texting back and forth about a lot of these cases and stuff and what's going on even in the assemblies. I mean, she even told me, she goes, she can't believe how many of these grown people are acting like two-year-olds and not doing the things that we need to get done, you know, and helping fight these, you know, the de facto. And that's a whole reason, even though, you know, we are fighting them, we have to fight them with their codes and regulations against them. And we got to do a little research, and, you know, thanks to Aaron, he's done a lot of that with litigation committee. So we have some resources, you know, that depending on what it is. But again, like I said, here lately, because they're trying to throw around their authority, because I think they know they're going away, and they're trying to attack as many of us as they can before they're gone. So let's keep working. Let's keep working together, and let's stick together. You know, it's, we're one big family. Yeah, to get this done. Anybody else want to go ahead?
Yeah, this is Mark. So you said that the district courts are going away. That means there are people that worked in district courts that are losing their jobs, I assume. Do they have an idea of what's happening to them? Is anyone asking questions like, why are we dissolving this court? And what's the impetus behind the dissolution? It seems kind of shocking.
This is coming down from Trump all the way down, you know, from the Secretary of State or whatever you call it. A lot of them are going to still keep their jobs, but it's going to be what they're focused on is going to be different. You know, it's like if we go into those courts and we tell them who we are, they're supposed to turn us away. So we'll see if that happens or not. But in the meantime, we have to fight them with their documents. Now, you said I've been doing the last week, I don't know how many documents I've been working on to try to, you know, get people the information they need to fight this. You know what I'm saying? We got to notice them. Every time they come at us with something, we have to notice them. You know, send them our fee schedule. You know, when we get to second or third notice, we got to put liens on them. You know, we just got to fight, you know, and we got to stick together to do this. But when we get our courts up there, it'll be better because we can have, you know, court cases that we can go against them, and then we can, you know, the jury can come up with a verdict, and then we can send it to them. And that'll make it more stronger. But Anna's been working hard, and she's surprised that they're, you know, the British territory is backing completely down. And, you know, I don't know if you guys seen the Pope that was in the White House, but last week, he even stated several things in there that they were basically taking us over, and now they're going to, you know, walk away, and the American people need to take care of themselves. So, you know, I mean, that's another video, if you can find, is the deal when the Pope actually, or not as a Pope, it was Charles, King Charles, went to the White House. A lot of good information that he said when he did his speech, and a lot of that's based on what's happening. Anybody want to say anything or on all that? With all that said, too, my next thing I want to go into is the LRL. It's we've been testing it. Go ahead.
I'm kind of like I have my brother on another phone listening in as well while he's going to work. Listen, my question is simple. This is Carlos, by the way, Carlos Guzman. And the dissolution of the courts, okay, Anissa, the courts are being dissolved as we speak, for example. What evidence we have of that? Is there any? And I'm finding it kind of incredible that if they're being dissolved and told to shut down, that they're coming after us with all their bear claws. You know, I'm trying to figure that one out.
Carlos, you've got to look at this. It's even with the IRS. When the IRS, the actual IRS was shut down, which is like 4 years ago, like people don't realize this, but you still have these people that have been working under them. Like you have the Nevada IRS offices. Those people don't want to shut down, and they're going to continue doing whatever they can do, you know, to get money and to work and all that kind of stuff, even though their main offices are gone. I mean, I have people that went through the D.C. and to the IRS building there. It's boarded up. So is the FBI building. All of those buildings are boarded up. They've been boarded up for at least 4 years. But it's all it's even like if you have the cartel or whatever. You know, you take out the head of the cartel, all the little people that's running around doing stuff, they're going to keep doing what they do because they're getting money. You know, they're getting paid and they're whatever. It's going to take a while to stop everybody, you know, all of them. Just because the court goes down doesn't mean the police officer is not going to give you tickets to go to court. They're still going to try, you know what I mean? It's going to take a while for them to really be gone, you know what I'm saying? Because you have all these, you know, it's like an octopus. You cut off the head of the octopus, all the, you know, the tentacles are still doing something, you know. And that's what's happening in this government. There's so many pieces of it and so many, you know, like franchises or subcontractors from the other contractors, you know, and as long as they're getting paid, they're going to keep working. So we just got to keep fighting them, you know.
Yeah, I kind of follow you on that. I'm just wondering what kind of tentacles they created to create their budgets. To be paid. I mean, how are they being paid? And I find that kind of interesting how the minions are able to do that without following their own accounting rules.
Well, again, that's the reason why a lot of them, even if you go to our court buildings here in town and a lot of the police departments here in town, a lot of them are closed up or there are minimal people working in them. Like I went to do a eyewitness of a person that ran into my car to the police department, the police station that was, it's on off of Decatur, forget what that little street is over there. When I went there, and this was like 3 years ago, there was nobody, that building was locked up. I went over there and knocked on the door because that's where he told me to come, and a police officer did open the door and asked who I was, and, you know, if I wasn't supposed to be there, was going to let me in. But there was nobody there, cop cars, you know, it's in the back they have where all their cop cars are at. There was only like four cars in the lot, cop cars. So a lot of these police stations, all these, they're funding going away. And they're having a hard time funding all these places and the people that was in them. So a lot of them are shut down. Unless you go to them, you don't see it. You know what I'm saying? I just happen to be at a few of them. I've been to the actual court place on, was it 2nd Street or something? That's places like a ghost town too. I mean, there's people there and stuff, but they don't do traffic tickets there no more. It's, you know, most traffic stuff is all online. You know, it's because they've been told they have to vacate all those buildings and they're not funded for them. So it's going to take a while for them to completely run out of all the money they've had, you know, or took from us, right? Does that answer you, Carlos?
In a roundabout sort of way, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm not going to belabor it here, but I mean, I'd like to know the mechanism that's causing them to survive, and if we can find out what that mechanism is, I would like to short-circuit it. And
I think we all would, but I don't think anybody really knows where they're getting their money right now.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there's got... We can air that out because that's fraud that's going on there.
Right.
It's very clear that fraud. Yeah. So So is that their budgetary mechanism can't account for what they're doing, and they are accountable to the public,
right?
Ostensibly, right? I would like to see some kind of effort done to prod them for the accountability and say, well, okay, where's your money? Where's your budget?
Yeah, that's one of the things Aaron says, is we got to take their codes and regulations and push it against them and make them prove they have evidence and prove that they have some case and prove whatever, you know, hearsay is not, they can't prosecute us on hearsay. And that's what they've been doing, and they've been threatening people based on hearsay. You know, it's like one of the last cases one of the ones I've been working on, even with Aaron, you know, it was told that this therapist told us this, and we're going to come after you to take your kids away. Well, that's hearsay. They can't do that. They can't even get a warrant on that. You know, if they do, then that's a fraudulent warrant, and we can come after them. So we noticed them on that, you know, saying, give us the proof, and these are the codes and regulations telling you that you have to give us proof. Your hearsay and somebody telling you something doesn't give you the right to go harass anybody, right? So we have to step up and do this, and when we get our courts going stuff, it's the same thing. We're going to have to step up and, you know, do a court case against them and go after them, right?
Well, I wish I could offer them an alternate payment plan or pension plan.
I work is in this building. This is another thing. Nevada has a lot of their offices in the building I work in. And I have some friends that are working in some of those. It's like the offices are like Ways and Means, you know, stuff like that. You know, they're whatever. Anyway, the guy was telling me, goes, these buildings are becoming empty. All these people are going away, and he doesn't understand why, you know, that are working for Nevada. So, I mean, it's another sign that they're not getting the funding, whatever. And, you know, this one guy, he's retiring this month. He's already did his deal, whatever, his pension's in 100%. And I said, well, I hope it is 100%, because if they lose their funding, whatever, you know, they don't have any funding, whatever, maybe his pension will go away too, you know. They don't have to guarantee it. I mean, if they don't have any money and they close up, that pension means nothing to them. So now I'm hoping my friend, you know, actually has a pension, you know. He's been working for them for 30 years. So, but again, I mean, that's just more signs that they're hurting and they're not getting money, you know, like they used to be. And we just got to keep pushing forward. I'm telling you, we're going to get, I think, here soon, because Anna was talking about, in the coordinator call, you guys really need to watch it. She was talking about she wanted everybody to take 21 days, and before you go to bed, think about what you really want. Is the house you're living in where you want to live? Is the wife or husband you have the person you want? Or a wife or husband that you would want? What would they look like? What would your life look like after the 21 days? And with talk like that, it's telling me, I think, you know, I'm believing that the money or something's going to break in the 21 days or maybe sooner, that we're going to have to decide what we're going to do with whatever we get. You know what I'm saying? It's like, is the money going to be released or not in that 21 days or not? I don't know. But the way she's talking, that's why I said you got to listen to it. Why would she be talking like that if there's no reason for you to, you know, wonder what house you'd want to live in or what kind of cars you'd want or, you know, if the marriage and stuff you have is where you want to be or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's you don't talk like that when people don't know that there's no way they can have it or it'll ever happen to them, you know, for what they really want in their life. So I believe it's something's going to happen. You know, again, you see on the screen, it's just this first one here. It's April 30th. I would watch it. It's a lot of good information on there. I'm also going to be working with Luis to I'm going to stop sharing here so we can see each other. I'm going to be working with Lise to come up with, you know how we have how to build assembly, and that's really kind of the state assembly, whatever. We're going to come up with a handbook on how to build a county assembly. And since we have a lot of knowledge, and I've asked a lot of questions of the BANA and worked with Luis with the model county, I believe we have enough information that we can help the other counties, even not even in our state, but in other states too, to have some kind of guideline to help them build their counties too. You know what I'm saying? Because we're at a point now that when all this breaks loose, all our counties need to stand up all across the United States. And we, because we are the strongest, the most powerful part of our government is our counties and our people. And we need to get them all up and running all across the country. You know, especially all in Nevada, you know, Arizona, California, everywhere. You know, we need to get that power back and take it away from them, you know, and stand up and do it. So I'm going to be working on, just so you guys know, the document for how to build a county assembly. It's going to be a lot of work, but I think we need to do it. And maybe this will stop a lot of the state assemblies from attacking the counties the way they've been doing, because they don't understand that the state isn't the one that controls the counties. It's the counties controlling the states. You know, it's, you know, again, they're trying to make our government back ask for us again, you know, which is, you know, like, you know, the old question is who's in charge? We all need to raise our hands up because we all are in charge. We're all the, you know, in charge of everything that happens in Nevada, you know, and the other people in their states, it's those people. Then it goes to the people that are in their counties. Their counties stand up their courts, they stand up, you know, their sheriffs, all the people they need to actually run, you know, their counties. And, you know, that's the strongest part of our government is those counties, all of them. And that's the reason why I created this Union State meeting, so that we can get all the people from all the counties into this meeting so that we can help them build their counties too. And get, you know, their sheriffs elected and get their people that they need in those counties so that they can stand up and, you know, move the de facto out of the way.
May I, Rocky?
Go ahead.
In support of what you're saying, one of the things that came up in that coordinator call, which I thought was really important, is that one of the assembly coordinators mentioned that they had received some kind of token or distribution of some sort from the TFD in the form of an AFD for conversion to funding or monies that will support the building up of that assembly. And Anna confirmed that. I just want you to know that. So if she's able to do that, or they are able to do that even at that level, that means something is really afoot. I don't know how imminent. It appears to be very quick. I wouldn't, based on that, if that's true, and she confirmed that it is true, that it was a legitimate transaction that they were doing for the assembly, and I have it under separate cover through St. Crown that they have the budgets already for all the assemblies allocated. But if that's true, then something may be coming very quickly.
That's kind of what I got out of her talk, that's why I said the 21 days, you know, why is she talking 21 days, whatever, because I think what you're saying, pretty quickly, you know, especially probably within the 21 days, something's going to break, and there's probably going to be funding somewhere. I know, because I'm working with it's part of the federation, which is called AGS and whatever. It's like FEMA for the United States. I've been working with those people, and we've been trying to do a budget for them too to fund the, you know, disaster recoveries and all that kind of stuff. And so far at this point, we haven't found a way of getting funded yet. And I don't know if that's coming too. They've even... Have you guys heard about the U.S. Capital Bank or whatever was supposed to be able to fund us, you know, our governments or that kind of stuff? And Anna basically said, again, that's another Ponzi type skiing. It's another one of those usury things where you get the loan from them, you got to pay them back with interest and all that kind of stuff. And also, this people I'm working with saying it seems like that is true in what's happening. They're having a hard time even talking to these people. And they're saying they don't know why GFG hasn't released the money yet to the, you know, a lot of the Federation stuff and whatever. I do know of certain areas where people are getting funded, but I don't know where the money's coming from. That's why I haven't said anything. I know parts of the Federation, like the Continental Marshals, I think they're getting funded now from what I've been told. I've been working with them. And where they're getting funding from, I don't know. Nobody's talking. You know what I'm saying? But again, there's a lot of budgets going on right now with a lot of the Federation and other places. And maybe they're going to get funded here soon. You know, I don't know. But again, like even Carlos said, if you watch the last coordinator call, there was a lot of good information there. You just got to pay attention where people go and what Anna talks about. She did reveal a lot of stuff, but it's still, she didn't, you know, she's always talks in riddles. So it's, you got to pay attention and kind of see where she's talking and what she's talking about. But anybody else have any input or want to ask any questions about this topic? Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I support everything you just said from my own perspective. And if it helps anybody to feel a little bit more confident about going forward, the things that Anna's been saying with all of her writings that she's put up on the website and the things that she said in the last couple of videos that she's done, she's clearly projecting to all of us to be prepared for when those assets become available or the things become available, which includes the assets, become available, because they can be overwhelming. For people who have never managed money or had a lot of money and all that, it could literally ruin your life if you're not prepared for it. And I would have to say, if that's what her goal is there, I give my own 2 cents of support that is we should be prepared. You should have a clear vision and idea of what you're about and what you're doing, especially with regards to what we're trying to do here with the Federation and the standing up of our government at the state level and the county level, and also at the personal level, because if those funds are made available in the way that we believe they'll be made available, there will be nothing you'll be unable to do or access to. And so you have to have a certain level of mindset and maturity so that you don't get overwhelmed by that, because it is a different way of doing things. And I just want to say that I support what she's doing in that regard, trying to get us to think, to calm down, to reevaluate, to know what we're about, know where we're going before we get there, so that way we're not overwhelmed when the blessing comes, because that's what it will be. But it could be a curse if you're not prepared to receive it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you guys ever watch, you know, people that's won the lottery and whatever, and actually go read their stories after winning the lottery. A lot of these people after winning the lotteries has died. And the reason is because they got all this money, didn't know how to handle it, started blowing it on different things like houses, cars, whatever. The money runs out, and now they don't know what to do with their lives anymore because they don't have money anymore, right? So what is it that was important in their lives or whatever is not important? You know, because the money is not going to give you happiness. It's not going to, you know, make things go away. You know what I'm saying? You have to manage it and understand that it's just another tool in your life, and it's there, and you're not going to have to worry about money anymore because you have it. But again, it's how you handle yourself after getting it. You know, so you have to think about what's important in your life and what it is that you really want in your life and who you want to be around. And you know, all that kind of stuff, where you want to live. You know, it's all that's important. And anyway, a lot of these people, after, you know, they've won the lottery or whatever, and the money's run out, they've either got on drugs and they've been drug addicts and they died. It just, it's sad stories on what happens to these people after getting those, that kind of money. You know, so the deal is we all have to think about it ourselves. What is it that we really want? So that's why I said, watch that video. Anna explains a lot of it pretty good. And, you know, she's trying to get us prepared for what's going to happen. And, you know, all I can do is try to prepare you guys too, you know, for where our end is. Even though we do get that money and whatever, we still need to get this government running. Still got to get our courts up and running. You know, that should be our goals, with or without money. And, you know, with the money, it'll make it easier, you know. Make it a whole lot easier, you know, for us to do something when we do get the money. But our goals is what we're doing here now. You know what I'm saying? The other is, do we have any other questions or comments on this? You guys are welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Brian. I just want to mention something. So in the latter half of those 60 general assembly training videos, documents, whatever you want to call them, episodes that Anna made, she talks about getting to know your state charter banks and credit unions. And I'm studying that. I don't really know what to say other than that, but it dovetails into what you're talking about. So apparently she thinks that the state chartered, in every state chartered banks and credit unions are a much more credible, reliable place to put your money. So that would be a good functionally practical thing to know.
Yes. If you watch the video too, she goes on to talking about the banks. And what she said is that they came up with two or three choices that they can do to get, you know, what we call prosperity centers in our states, or in our, you know, each one of our states, you know, because we don't want to work under the concept of banks, you know what I'm saying, because we're really not a bank, because a bank is there to make money. Prosperity center is not. It's just to help us with our funding and the stuff that we need. And basically the first choice is to buy a bunch of buildings, create our prosperity, you know, buildings, you know, our centers or whatever, and then get manned with people. And what they figured out, that would probably take way too long. And then she talked about, well, all these banks are actually bankrupt and they're going under. Is what they're doing right now is just buying them up or taking them over. And the people that are working in them are glad because they can keep their jobs because they're trained on some kind of banking. And then change those banks into prosperity centers. So that's what they're working on right now. She said they've already been working on some of them. And I think that's what Carlos was talking about. There's back east somewhere, I think they have one open or whatever. And people are able to do some kind of transactions there at that prosperity center. And they're trying to do that all over the states, is get these, you know, buying up, or not buying them up, but actually just taking them over because they're bankrupt. So again, listen to the video. You'll get a lot of good information. You just got to pay attention to what she's saying. There's a lot of information on that one about the prosperity centers, you know, the 21 days, the government, the courts shutting down. She went through a lot of topics on that one. It was actually really good. Anybody else?
No, that's excellent.
Yeah, I think it is, Sue. That's what I said. I want people to, you know, hear it from the horse's mouth is what I was always told. So I can tell you my opinion of what I've heard. Doesn't make it true or false or whatever. Just this is my opinion on what I listen to. So that's why you guys need to listen to it. And you may come up with a different opinion of what she said. I don't know, you know.
We love your opinion, though, too, Rock.
What's that?
So we love your opinion, my brother.
Thank you, Keith. you know, I try to be as honest and as truthful as I can. And, you know, a lot of times I do have problems comprehending some things. That's the reason why I'll record everything I ever said in, is I want to watch it three or four times so I make sure I understand what it is I heard that I heard. You know, it's when you hear it the first time, a lot of times you miss a lot of the little things in between. And, you know, it's good to watch it two or three times so that you can pick up everything. But, like I said, you mean she's talking about building prosperity or taking over banks to do prosperity centers in all of our state. She's talking about, you know, the 21 days on what we really want. I mean, all of it's building up to we're probably going to get money here soon. And it sounds good, and I hope this time it really works and it comes through, because there's so many people I talk to every day that are hurting and need money or need something. People losing their houses, people moving away because they can't afford to live here and they can find a job somewhere else. You know, it's tough. And I think it was Brian before this meeting started was talking about that Whole Foods. Brian, you want to say the places, whatever, that are actually looking for people to work?
Yeah, Whole Foods, Airgas, I forget what the name of that company is that picks up the garbage and the trash. Republic Services.
Uh-huh.
There's typically always job openings in various construction companies. Keith, maybe you can address that with Ballpark, the A's Ballpark, if they're hiring or if you have to be in a union to
yeah,
be hired
pretty
on that.
Yeah, it's pretty much a union activity out there. But I mean, if somebody's in the union, I can let them know whatever discipline that they are doing, who the contractor is to contact. And, you know, on that note, too, guys, I'm singing the national anthem, believe it or not, the Star Spangled Banner. That's right, just because I have requested to do that for the A's owner. And a lot of the ball players are going to be there for our safety week at the A's stadium. We're like five stories high now in certain areas, but they're in the safety week meeting on Thursday. They've asked me to perform the Star Spangled Banner. So for the owner should be there too. So lift it up in prayer, because you never know how your influence. I've already got two brothers from the stadium that have become American State Nationals too. You know, because when you have a platform, you can help to tell people the truth. So lift it up in prayer, guys. And, my brother, it's all union out there. So keep me in prayer, too. It's a battle zone. So I love you guys. I yield.
I just want to interject one thing regarding that, Keith, because I saw when I was driving down Koval, I think it is, or I'm not sure if that's technically Koval or not, but on the south side of the project, they have two gates, one for union, one for non-union. So I don't know. You know more about it than I do. I'm not on that project.
Yeah, the two openings that are on the south side on Reno, that's entrance and entrance and exit. That's it.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So yeah, the right side you could go in, and then on the left side you can go out. But it's a union project. You know, I'm sure there's different people or different groups that have actually had a couple of people that, you know, flashed in and flashed out. But no, it's that everybody's required to be a union. In a union it's a union job, brother. I yield.
But again, like Brian was saying, there's like Whole Foods and air thing, whatever. I mean, there's several places out there that are looking for people, and they do pay okay. And, you know, to get you over a hump or whatever, you know, I would look at these places.
Believe it or not, I know it might sound goofy, but In-N-Out, if you're just looking for something to do, In-N-Out Burgers,
mm-hmm.
They have a good wage for somebody just looking to start making some money, and they've got benefits, and you'd be surprised. I know it sounds kind of funny thinking, you know, hamburgers and what have you, but In-N-Out Burgers is a lot of people have started their journey going to In-N-Out, my son included. He was for a couple of weeks, and then he moved on to another position that's more in his wheelhouse. But yeah, keep looking, folks. But I'm excited to hear too. I'm always encouraged when I hear positives about potentially our funding coming in. You know, so sorry for the extra noise, everybody. I'm at my son's birthday party, so I yield.
Yeah, it's deal is we got to look out for each other, and if we can find places to where, you know, somebody can get a job or not. I mean, you know, we got to look out for each other. You know, start helping each other until we do get funding. You know, it's once we get funding, we're not going to care about these other places, but they may get you through, you know, for a little bit until that happens. I know I was working for a company writing hotel software. I was there for 28 years, and they went under. And it took me 4 or 5 months to find a place. I was working at Del Taco, you know, and other places. I had 2 jobs, you know, until I can pay, at least pay the bills and put food on the table, until I got the job I got now, you know, which pays really good. So the deal is we got to do what we can to stay surviving, you know, and keep moving forward.
Yeah, I know.
But again, is you know, if you, any of your spare time, if you can, you know, please help. You know, let's get this thing going, this court's going, whatever. We're going to need you guys for jurors. You know, we'll be calling on people to actually do some cases, you know, and try to help people out. Anybody else want to say anything?
Hey, Rocky, Jessica has her hand up, and then I want to say something afterwards.
Jessica, go ahead.
Yeah, what I was saying was, I know Brian was talking about various companies hiring. They've been terrible to hire me. It's not the best company in the world to work for. I work for them. But it does pay. It does help me keep a little bit above water. You know what I mean? And in the next couple of weeks, I'm actually buying a couple of moving trucks. So I'm going to be starting a moving company. So if anybody wants to work that knows how to help move, they're more than welcome to come. I'm paying $35 an hour. So,
awesome.
Well, that's great.
Because I need physical help. I'm not capable of moving a big box on my own.
That's awesome. That's way to go, Jessica. Yeah. That's way to generate a business. That's wisdom.
Yeah, and then you know I also have someone else on the assembly who has just been lost a little bit, and I'm going to have her helping me with the office end of everything, so taking calls and whatnot. But yeah, in the meantime, we all got to help each other somehow. I know I can't help much, but I can at least help that way.
Yeah,
I would rather see everybody else keep their homes, keep their apartments. You know, I just converted my van into an RV for $1,500. You know, so I got a shower, I got a bathroom, got a kitchen, you know, got a living room and a bedroom. You know what I mean? Until this money comes in and I can go get my stuff in Louisiana, I'm good. I'm chill. I got a place to park it for free every night. So, you know, why go get a place,
you know? That's awesome.
So I just got lucky is all I've got. That was a miracle from God, because without a few helping hands, that would not have happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. But that's yeah, so if anybody knows any, you know, anything like that, I mean, you know, I just hired a few people who were down and out, who were homeless, actually helped me convert the van to help them, give them money for a place to stay, you know, and food. You know, what they do with it is their business, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, at least I helped somebody, you know, in the same position, but without a vehicle. I'm not completely homeless. I'm just in the van. You know what I mean? I'm a van living now, you know, temporarily.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's just it. We got to keep moving forward. It's, you get these places, you know, like Whole Foods or Terrible's or whatever, that give us stepping stones to get to where we need to be.
Right, and Pat G will be hiring in the next couple of months as well. They just did a hiring clause. I know Pat G is hiring, like I said, in about a month and a half, they'll be hiring again. The truck stops. I know the truck stops are hiring. I know it's not the best stop. Some of the hotels, there's cleaning, you know, Mandolin Bay, for instance. They got cleaning front desk. You know, yeah, you may not want to clean rooms and clean up after somebody, but it's a job. Somebody has to do it, right? So, and it pays good. I mean, a lot of times you get tipped by the clientele that runs through those hotels. So, you know, and with events happening consistently starting this weekend, it's going to be every weekend that you're going to be busy doing something in the industry of the hotel. So, no matter what you know how to do, I mean, the casinos are hiring, you know, and that kind of stuff. So, there's a lot of people hiring, and it's a matter of jumping through the hoops, and they, you know, they always make you jump through 30,000 of them before you get to the actual job itself.
Yep.
Right.
But you know, I think we're all going to be fine. We're all going to make it through. You know, like I said, if anybody else is hurting, you know, got a van. You know, I can offer somebody to sleep in it at night. I work during the day. I sleep in the daytime. You know what I mean? For now, but I mean, I'm going to be like with this business. As soon as I get off of work, you know, I'm going to have to take a shower and get like doing that. You know, I mean, I got to build my little margin up. You know. For now, and then once we get our money, my goal is, Rocky did get my platform of what I wanted to do to kind of grow it. So there's multiple businesses that I'm going to be starting, and everything's going to be free for everybody. It's not going to be, I'm not going to be asking for any kind of money whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the moving company is still be paying the employees. Everybody's still going to get paid, but everybody will get the services for free, 100% free. From the boba shop to the gas station to the hotel to the RV park, everything. You know, so.
Perfect.
Yep. So it's not about profit for me. It's about giving back. So.
True. Okay. So anyway, I just wanted to, you know, bring that up. There is places out there. And if you guys reach out to us that, you know, maybe we can help you find something to help you get moving a little bit. Thanks to Brian, he came up with some good stuff. I didn't know a lot of those places were hiring. Do we have anybody else? Somebody said that they wanted to talk after Jessica.
Yeah, Rocky, you wanted to pick a day for the to finish the ballots, to send the ballots?
Oh, to do the election?
Yeah.
Well, you put on the ballot the 22nd. Why don't we do that day?
Okay, that's fine. I'll send another email and just say send them in that day.
Just say that, you know, research all the clients and everything this month and tell the 22nd. On the 22nd, we'll start voting.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is the LRO. I'm going to share my screen again because there's been some confusion about what we're doing or not doing. You see on my screen, this is the email for the recording secretaries. When you create your account, and you have to create your account, people are saying they're thinking that I'm creating or the recording secretaries is going through the other system and transferring or creating your accounts on this one. No, that's not true. We're not doing that. We cannot do that. There's no way for us to get that information over to this system. So what you have to do, let me bring up the website. Basically, you go to LRO at the Nevada Union State, and you're going to go to this screen here where it says create your account. You're going to create your account. Once you have created that account and activated it, because you're going to get an email, you're going to click on that link in the email. It's going to have you fill in your name and not your address, but what county you live in, what state you live in, your phone number, your email. And once you submit that, it's going to create your LRO account. Once you have done that, then you email to this email saying your account's created, who you are, so that we know who you are and your account's created, and then the recording secretaries will work on getting your information, you know, that we have or, you know, that we can get off the other system into your account, okay? So we need everybody to start creating their accounts by going to this website, right, and clicking on this button to create your account. Once you've done that, then we'll work on moving it. Now, if you're somebody that hasn't been on the other LRO, meaning you're a new person coming in to do your paperwork, then there's going to be fees on that. And again, you still are going to create your account and activate it, and then you're going to tell us who we are, and then we're going to research you on the other one. If you're not, then you're going to, one of us is going to contact you and tell you what it's going to cost. You know, the minimum fee is $25. If there's anything other that we have to do or whatever, there could be more charges to that. There's no set real pricing. But even if you're new, you'd create your account. So if you got people that want to, you know, do their paperwork, have them go to this website, create their accounts, and then go here and email this person and tell us if you're new or if you're on the other LRO, that you've already done your paperwork. And we've done it before. Either Aaron or Michelle or Craig or somebody has done your paperwork before. You know, let us know if that's the case. And if that's the case, then we're, you know, I've been doing most of them. I'm not charging anything to do it. I know a few of the other recording secretaries are not charging either. If we have to print out anything or do anything, they may be a charge, you know, because we have consumables. And that's normally what the $25 is for, is to pay for our ink and printer and the stuff that we need to be able to do that. You know, if we don't have to do any of that stuff and just take your paperwork and put it on the other one, then naturally we're going to do it for free if we can. You know, there's no promises, but I can tell you I've done several of them already, and I have never charged anybody anything yet. So make sure you understand the process. So anybody has any questions, like right now is the best time to ask the questions on the process of what you're going to do. Anybody have any questions, or did I make that clear? Okay, so I'm assuming everybody understands that they need to come here and create their account. This election right now, we're going to go over to the other LRO for now. The election committee is going to go to this one. It's called E-Verify. At the American State National, this is the other one, right? That your paperwork's in there currently. And this is how we'll be verifying. So like if I put in my last name and I do a submit, this is what they'll do. And then they'll see me here and they'll say, okay, Rocky's in ASN, he can vote. Okay? You guys can do the same thing and look up your accounts or whatever. Even if you go to the current one here, this verified member credentials is exactly the same thing. To come in here, put in my last name, do the search, thumbs up. So our current, our Nevada system that we're doing is operates the same as the other one. As you can see, we don't have this lady in there, so she doesn't come up in the other one. But we have the e-verify, the same kind of thing to verify people. And again, you know, you got to go to here and create your account, because once we do the next election, we're going to, you know, especially if you want to vote online, your voting online is going to be based on you being in this LRO, not in the other one. There's no links between this one and any other LRO. So the software actually runs off of this LRO to verify you. So that way the election committee doesn't have to go through each and every vote to make sure that you're an ASN or an ASC. So anybody have any questions or the process of what's going to happen? Because when we vote on the 22nd, this is what they're going to do when they get your paperwork. They're going to go check it before they count that vote. Anybody want any questions or whatever? I've been making quite a few changes on the LRO2. I haven't talked to Aaron lately. I got some nice changes for him. I have also a way that we can match your LRO number to the other one. So we have a program now that lets us do that. As we go on, I've had people that came up with errors in the program by trying to verify if they had an account or not. I fixed all of those. So it's pretty much getting pretty clean right now, you know, as far as the way it works. But, you know, once you've created your account here and you've activated, then you can go to member login and then log in to make sure that it created it, you know, correctly for you. You know, or you can go to the verify one and verify it there. Either way. Any questions? You know, I hope every one of you will create your account and, you know, start moving forward to get your paperwork over here, because a lot of people don't realize the other LRO that we're on belongs to Washington State, and it is Terry that it controls that. So it is her LRO. You know, everybody thought it's the Federation one, but it is not, even though they do allow every state to record in it. The changes I've been making on this one here, we will actually be able to do that too, is record from other states. I'll give you a little quick thing here. This is the official part of it. Those will be something, and wait a minute, it's not this one that's working. Hang on a minute. On here. This is my account on there. I refresh it. It's going to make me, okay. One of the things I changed, if you notice here it says Nevada, I dropped this down. If I pick Arizona, and if you look at the counties, it's all the counties for Arizona. So I'm building into it to where we are able to record stuff for other states too. I really don't want to at this point, but we are going to be able to, just like the one that Washington did. But this one here is actually going to list you all of the counties. You know, it's like if I think I did Washington already too. If I go to Washington, these are all the counties in Washington. So we will be able to do the other states or whatever, and this one here too. But again, this is just us moving forward and making our software more stronger and be able to help in other areas if we can. Because basically we need as many LROs out there as we can. But again, is once you create your account from here, make sure you send us an email. Otherwise, we're not going to know you created it. We need to know that you created it. This email, when you send it here, we have 7 recording secretaries right now. All 7 of them get an email when you send it here. And they'll all know that you've created your account. And then between the recording secretaries, they will discuss who's going to work with your account and then do whatever, you know, and fix it, change it, do whatever they need to do to, you know, add your paperwork in. So, again, make sure you email us so that we know about it. I know Dakota she's been doing a lot of work in helping me with the LRO too. She is really getting efficient on it. She's really good working with it. I've worked with Michelle. She's starting to work out pretty good. And Tamara is starting to get her stuff done because she's a recording secretary too. So like I said, we have 7 of them right now. But please email us so that we know that you created your account and we'll be able to get your paperwork there.
Hey, Rocky, may I?
Go ahead.
Just a thought, no, is that double N correct?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
On the recording.secretary at then Nevada.
It's all the Nevada.
There we go. Thank you. That's all.
The Nevada, Union State, gov.land. Sorry about that. People are going to write it to the wrong one. Thank you, Carlos.
You're welcome.
What's that?
I said you're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, we got to make sure that our information is correct here, too. So please, once you create your account, you know, email us, and we'll work on it. I don't know, Aaron, do you want to say anything about what you've seen so far on this LRO?
It's just super easy. So, now that I've got some bit more time, I can start catching up with anyone else who needs them transferred across. Obviously, anyone who I've corrected status with, I'll be super quick because obviously I have all the files to do that. So, super easy. Yeah, so I'm just devoting a little bit of time every day now just to do that. So just let us know who has their account created, and we'll get on that as soon as possible. So just excited to use it because it's such an easy platform to use. So thanks, Robbie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Aaron. Yeah. Eventually here, Aaron, I'd like to start a training class on people that want to record, because I've got people up north that want to be recording secretaries. And if we can sometime, I don't know when, I know you have been crazy doing things that I know you don't have the time right now, but if we can kind of pick some date in the future that we can start. So, you know, when this, all this stuff, you know, if the 21 days is real and all that and people are going to start coming to us, we need to get people in different areas to be recording secretaries to help record people.
Yes, I totally agree. I was just thinking about that today. So, I will settle down now so I'm able to devote more time to that specifically. So, I don't know what the best is, but if we can get a time that suits kind of everyone, obviously the more people, the better. And that's, I'm pretty easy. I'm pretty flexible right now. So, whatever kind of suits everyone. So whether that be the weekend or a weekday, just let's kind of narrow it down together, and then we just lock something in and just go for it.
Yeah, I know because of all of the meetings and stuff going on, I know Tuesdays and Fridays and Saturdays are normally the days that I, you know, from all the emails I've got, that people are kind of free. But we'll have to figure out a class and what day and a time, you know what I'm saying? And, kind of run through it as quick as we can, you know, to get people ready, you know, and then we can make them recording secretaries. But we need people. Like I said, we have 7 now, which is good. See, V2 has her account. I've worked with Ray. He's got his account. They probably still need a little bit more training or not. I don't know. I mean, that's, Aaron, you would know because you've been training them on where they're going. But, yeah, I mean, we got people doing it, so. Any other questions or anything? Yeah, this week I'm going to be busy getting this. I got to get all the states. I got to get all their counties in the system so that we are able to, you know, when we pick, you know, because like some of them, if I pick like New York, I haven't done them yet. It defaults to, you know, Nevada because I don't have their counties in yet. But once I get all the counties in, and there's over 3,000 or 4,000 counties over the United States. So I've been typing a lot to get them all in. But we're trying to make the system where it's easy as possible, where people are not going to have key-in problems, you know, because you're not going to be keying this stuff. You're just going to be selecting things. And that way we're, you know, the data is clean as it can be. But again, remember this email. If you got friends or somebody that wants to do their paperwork, have them email to the recording.secretary@thenevadaunionstategov.land so somebody can pick up and talk to them and work with them. and get their paperwork done. But with that said, that's the last part that I had for this meeting. Our next meeting is, I'm going to stop sharing here. Our next meeting is the 9th, and it is in person. It's at the library. Let me see if I still got that open. It's a library on Jones and before you get to Flamingo. I'll send out an email to everybody on where that in-person meeting is going to be. But next, which is the 9th, will be the next meeting. Okay. Do we have anything else to say, or do we want somebody to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll just add, this is Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'll just add one more thing for employment. Allegiant Stadium, or the Raider Stadium, they hire periodically, you know, for events. So like that WrestleMania was last weekend, and same is true for T-Mobile.
Okay. Is that it? Do I have an adjourn? Okay, nobody's making a motion to adjourn. Okay,
I motion.
Can you second it?
I second it.
Okay, everybody say aye.
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 Okay, we'll aye. See you all. We'll see you all on the 9th in person. Thanks
great.
For coming. I think this was a good meeting.
Thank you, Rocky.
You're welcome.